Welcome to the Innovation in Healthcare podcast, produced by the Academic Health Science Network for the North East and North Cumbria, which supports innovation in all its forms within the NHS and social care. In this podcast, we will showcase some of the amazing work and programmes that we lead on to transform healthcare through innovation. And if you'd like to find out more about how the AHSN supports healthcare through innovation, you can visit our website at www.ahsn-nenc.org.uk. In this episode, Associate Directors Jodie Nichols and Rachel Morris will give an overview of the AHSN NENC and what it does, and discuss the innovation pathway and our evaluation ecosystem.
Thanks everybody for joining us and listening to this podcast. This is the first in a series of podcasts that I'm going to be doing over the next few months in reference to the great work that the AHSN is doing in terms of the evaluation ecosystem and the much wider innovation pathway. Okay, so firstly, I'd like to introduce you to one of my colleagues. Rachel Morris is one of our associate directors. Rachel, if you'd just like to introduce yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Rachel Morris. As of today, I am one of the new associate directors for the Academic Health Science Network. And prior to that, I was the Economic Growth Operations Manager, where I looked after the MedTech Funding Mandate and the Rapid Uptake Products and the ITP programmes of work and all of the contracts that used to sit under the Economic Growth Workstream. But I originally joined the AHSN, I think about 3 years ago now, as a business manager, where I supported lots of companies through the innovation pathway, having joined from the Clinical Research Network. So as of today, I'll be Associate Director working on the Omnia, which is the digital innovation platform we're about to talk about today, metrics for the whole organisation, so liaising with commissioners around those metrics and commissioner engagement, and then also supporting Victoria, our new Associate Director, with the contract portfolio as well.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Rachel. And we'll come back and discuss the Omnia and the innovation pathway in a few minutes. I'd just like to formally introduce myself alongside Rachel. I'm also one of the new associate directors. I'm just starting from today. I've been in the HSN just over 2.5 years now. I originally came over to work as one of their programme leads, working on mainly primary care type interventions, linking primary care with secondary care. I now lead on the development of CDRC, which is a clinically led intervention which develops resources in clinical systems. And I also lead out on the development of the evaluation ecosystem, which is one of the reasons why we're developing these series of podcasts, to really help the region to come together in what is this innovation that the HSN is creating. But I just wanted to start right from the very beginning, because I'm not sure if anybody's new to this game, if everybody's aware of what the HSN actually does. So right from the very beginning, what does the HSN do? So we're one of 15 HSNs nationally, and we're primarily commissioned to work in the health space, and we connect lots of sectors together. So the NHS, academia, local authorities, third sector, industry, and we are primarily put in place to sort of identify and spread innovation at pace and scale, with two real big drivers for us, which is around improving health and generating economic growth. So as you can see from that, which is one of the reasons that we work in something called the innovation pathway, which is what Rachel's been leading on. So I'm just going to have what is now sort of a really great conversation with Rachel about what the innovation pathway is, so we can understand how this piece of work can really be a game changer for the region. So over to you, Rachel. I've got a few questions to ask you, if that's okay. Can you please describe to me what the innovation pathway is?
Yeah, so the innovation pathway was actually a concept that was designed and developed by Nicola Wesley, our chief exec. I think it stems back to her days from even RTC North. So it's a long-standing pathway, really, that was set up to bring all of the regional capabilities together to help people who were working in the innovation space develop their ideas along the pathway. So, you know, we worked on the concept that somebody would have an idea at a really early stage, and they would need help to take that idea from that conceptual stage all the way through to a viable product or through development stages such as clinical trials, evaluations. And it's developed a huge amount over the last couple of years. So it's moved from being kind of that, by being about an idea or a product, it's actually, it's much bigger now. So it's about having, within the innovation space, it could be an idea, it could be a problem, it could be a service improvement, it could be an unmet need, it could be a problem that maybe just needs a solution addressing, that's born out of the NHS or is, you know, developed within industry. And there's the innovation pathway really is the vehicle that pulls all of the regional expertise together and then eventually the national expertise to take that, whatever it is, that product, the service improvement from a really early conceptual stage through the different stages of the pathway. So it will support people with their IP and with market research to see what else is already available. We'll take them through the necessary clinical trials that they need to get the evidence base for their idea or their service improvement. We'll take them through real world evaluation to make sure whatever it is that they're developing, you know, works in the real world, all the way through to things like providing the content for business cases, looking to implement those new ideas, and then also looking at how we can then adopt and spread them, not just regionally, but nationally as well. So it's a huge, the innovation pathway really, it's a huge vehicle to help innovators, like I say, whether that's, whether they, whatever background they come from really, to help them move their ideas along the pathway. It, you know, the pathway is there to help them identify where they need support, recognizing that to get an idea from one stage of the pathway to the very end, you need a lot of support within that space, and it's not necessarily provided by one organization. It needs to be in collaboration with a lot of different organizations who have specialist expertise. So there's a lot of sort of referrals that go hand in hand along that pathway as well. And I think it's really, the pathway is great in that you can come in it at any stage. So you don't necessarily have to come in it right at the very beginning. You can join that pathway at any stage. And then you can take the necessary steps from wherever you come in to make your way through towards the end of that pathway. And I guess the innovation pathway really for the HSNs is our main vehicle, our, you know, main structure of how we support innovators.
Absolutely fantastic. So in terms of, just to make clear for everybody that's listening, in terms of, so it doesn't matter where your product has come from, so it could be internal to the NHS, it could be external to the NHS industry, it could be a sport company, they've got a product that they think is of value and wants to get into the NHS, they can use the HSN as a vehicle through their innovation pathway.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if there could even be problems that arise and we identify those problems outside of what would normally be classed as a health focused SME or a health focused industry, the solution could be or could lie within a company or an organization that doesn't necessarily work in the health space, but it's transferable. So it not doesn't necessarily have to come from the NHS, it can come from any organization, but also similarly it can be supported by any organization with those relevant skill sets.
Yeah, okay. I was just wondering if there's any natural blockers that you find in the system. Is there anywhere that the companies naturally get stuck? Is it just like a natural flowing process? Has there been any feedback in that respect?
Yeah, so there's always feedback along the process. Some of the main things that I've found along the way is that funding can quite often be an issue, and it's not just a single point of funding where the problem is. It's an overarching general kind of issue with funding. From having an idea, it's around getting the right amount of funding to be able to do the necessary prototyping, for example, or it, you know, to run if a company or even an NHS innovator has an idea and they need to go through sort of a clinical trials process, the funding required to go through the necessary process for that is really high. It's a large amount of money that you need to be able to do that. And sometimes the funding bodies that are set up might not necessarily be tailored to innovation. And if they are, quite often they would be either at niche points or quite further down the pathway. So it's always quite difficult for innovators to find the right fund at the right time. And I think that's probably one of the biggest barriers. I think another barrier is really the complication of the landscape. And I'm hoping this is where the innovation pathway and Omni that we'll talk about in a minute will come into it. And then naturally that will evolve onto the ecosystem. But in that, you know, when an innovator comes into this space, and whether they're NHS background or not, it's really complex to navigate your way through that process. And if you try to do it on your own, which many companies have done, they struggle, and they need somebody who knows or has contacts or has that referral capability in all those necessary organizations. In a sense, like a pathway navigator to take them through all of those different elements that they need to kind of tick off and move on to the next step. But to do that on your own, as a company or an NHS innovator, it's time consuming. It's, you know, there's a lot of resource you need to put into that to be able to do that. And it's just sometimes even just knowing who to talk to at the right, it's getting the right contacts at the right time as well. So I think it's a really complex landscape. I think for me, from my experience working with NHS innovators and companies over the last probably the last 6 years, that they tend to be the two biggest barriers that come up. But there are obviously a whole host of other things that we've had feedback from, but I think they would be the two main ones.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. The work that I've been doing in the ecosystem space, the complexity of the landscape has come up time and time again, and the confusion and not knowing necessarily where to go. And again, we'll get onto that when we go into the ecosystem in a minute. So you just briefly mentioned it a second ago. You talked about Omnia. So for me, I think Omnia is a game changer, not only for the HSN, but for the region. And I know you've been working like really closely over lockdown. So I just want you to just talk about what Omnia is and the way that you think it can really impact and improve all of these problems that you've just been talking about in terms of the innovation pathway, if that's okay.
No, definitely. So it originated quite a while ago, and then it got a little bit stuck, and was kind of started it back up again towards the summer of 2020. But it originally started, I think, mainly because quite a few of us had joined the HSN from what we refer to as innovation pathway partners. So we have the innovation pathway, and in order for the HSN to support innovators along that pathway, we need the expertise and we need the support of external organisations, and that's who we refer to as our innovation pathway partners. So we've got quite a few. So we work closely with the medical physics team at both Newcastle Hospitals and South Tees. We work with the Clinical Research Network. We work with their specific MedTech arm, MedConnect North. We work with the NICE External Assessment Centre that's based at Newcastle Hospitals. We work with NICOS. So we've got a huge range of innovation pathway partners. Recognising and identifying that as an HSN, we are quite small, and we do need the support of that regional expertise. So we contract out to those partners for that help and for that support. So when I joined the HSN, I joined from a pathway partner. Russ, our commercial director, had joined from a pathway partner, and Steve Lynn, who's one of our new associate directors as well, he joined from a pathway partner. So we'd all worked within that kind of on the other end of the innovation pathway. And I think we kind of had that. We had different, but also really similar ideas of what the problems were and how we could maybe streamline things a bit better regionally when working with innovators in that space. So the idea was originally to develop a platform where everybody had access to. So us as an HSN had access to, all of the partners had access to, and we'd use that as our tool so that as a region, we had oversight out of everything that was coming into us. We'd be able to see which partner was working on which innovation. We'd be able to look at evidence base that might have been uploaded by other partners. And it would just give us that regional oversight, and it would allow us to hopefully reduce sort of duplication of effort and work, or, you know, just, and also for an innovator, what we found as an innovator coming into that complex landscape is every time they would speak to an organization, they'd be asked to fill in a form, you know, to get the background information, what was required of the company helping or the organization and helping them. But then when they were referred out to a pathway partner or to another pathway partner, they'd be asked to fill in really similar questions again, which I guess from a user perspective is quite challenging in itself and time consuming. So we wanted to find a way that we could maybe capture all of the information in one go that was relevant for all the partners and present that to them as necessary. So that was the general idea. And then it kind of stalled multiple reasons, really, and then obviously COVID hit. But during COVID, we were tasked with working together with all of the other 15 HSNs to work on what was called the pipeline and portfolio approach. So all 15 HSNs recognised that we needed to streamline the way that we support innovators and offer either a streamlined service that we're all offering really similar services across across all of the HSNs, or at least be able to identify where each of our expertise lay so we could refer on to an HSN as appropriate if there was specific expertise in a specific HSN. So we went through that process, and it was really clear after we'd gone through that and we were looking at the different systems that all of the other HSNs use, it made sense. It was like, to do this, we need a bespoke system, and that bespoke system was to bring back the Omnia idea and then to work on it. But by this point, it had hugely grown. You know, over the space of 2 years, the difference to what we were going to build to what we're building now is, it's not massively dissimilar, but I think it's going to be hugely more, it's going to be much more impactful. And I think, although, you know, I think we were a bit disappointed that it got stalled, I think it's now probably is the right time to develop it. So on what Omnia will be is, it'll be hopefully that front door where innovators who want to come into the Northeast and North Cumbria region can come in through this system, and they're going to get access to all of the expertise they need, no matter what part of the pathway they're at, to be able to take them all the way through to adoption and spread within the NHS. So they'll come in via Omnia. It'll be a digital platform that supports the innovations. All of the pathways will have oversight, within the required data governance parameters, and all of the regulations that I don't get involved in, I rely on Andy to help me with, so that everyone's got oversight. Everyone can have a look at what they need to see when they need to see it. So it's the right information at the right time. It'll hopefully allow all of us to see what each other's working on. It'll help us to identify the right unmet need calls. It'll help us to make sure we're working on our own work that's our priorities, work that's a national priority, work that's an ICS priority. It'll help us to identify themes. It'll help us to identify solutions for problems. It'll help us to develop ideas. And it'll give us that digital record of what's been done with that innovator at any one given time. So it's going to be great for feeding back to commissioners in terms of what we're doing to support the innovation landscape. It's going to be brilliant for our member organizations, because we're going to be able to filter by organization and see what we're doing to support work within all of those organizations, or what support those organizations are giving to innovators. It's going to be a brilliant system. I think that everybody's going to be able to streamline all of the work together and have that oversight.
The Omnia system, it's so exciting, and I think it's honestly a huge game changer, not only for the way we work as an HSN, but for the region as well. Like, creating a single front door, something, a tangible access for any innovator across that healthscape to come in and get the support that they need through the innovation pathway with our partners working in unison, and that I think is a complete game changer, and something that I think as a region it's vitally important that we do and get correct. I think it's just something that's going to change the way that we work. In terms of that, leads me really nicely onto what is the ecosystem. So myself and Rachel have been working on these projects, and they've been sort of a little bit separate, and now they've come into one, and the idea that we'll continue like that. So we've been working in the very similar space. And an essential part of the innovation pathway is evidence and evaluation. So without the correct evidence and correct innovation evaluation, innovation can stall, does not potentially meet its true potential in terms of its scale and spread around the region and around the UK. So what the ecosystem is the bringing together of the health and life sciences infrastructure in the Northeast to showcase some of the great work, but especially in that evaluative space. So the idea is to bring together that evaluative space partners to help get the right evidence to enable innovations to travel along this pathway even more seamlessly, if not to speed that process up for them, especially for products that we see or innovations that we see of real value and real need within the NHS and social care as well. So it's not just the NHS. And I think some of the things that Rachel slightly touched on this in terms of why now, why are we doing this now? Why is the HSN taking the lead and pushing this forward? And there's a couple of drivers to this in terms of Brexit and levelling up, in terms of there's an increased focus on UK made, moving towards investment in the Northeast. We are a real powerhouse of development and developing innovations. There's a COVID recovery. Let's not forget that the impact of COVID is going to be felt for a number of years. The impact of the pandemic we've seen for years, and there's emphasis on regional public sector organisations playing a role in and sort of as anchor organisations to help really push this agenda forward. And as part of this aim to develop the evaluation ecosystem, we've been engaging on the sort of the last 12 months with the stakeholders itself in order to develop what this ecosystem is, this single front door, this bringing that infrastructure together. And just to give you a taste of what's been happening over the last month, and I know a lot of the people who potentially will be listening to this podcast will be involved in this. So from March to October last year, we did significant a number of engagements with one-to-one engagement with our stakeholders across the region, with all the 60 stakeholders across North East and North Cumbria engaged on a one-to-one basis. Then we managed to secure some funds from the LEP, which was absolutely fantastic and allowed us to really push forward the development of the ecosystem as a regional priority post-COVID. And from that, we've been able to develop and focus on some real stakeholder events to really help co-design this piece of work. So the first bit of co-design stakeholder engagement we did was in the beginning of March, which was we did some discovery sessions to really help validate some of the issues that not only the stakeholders in this system, so our commissioners, our industry partners, but also our innovators, our colleagues in academia have helped to validate some of these real issues that innovators feel going through the system, whether that is financial, whether it is with an evaluation piece, whatever it happens to be, help really identify what those blockers are and push forward with trying to look at what we can do as a solution. We then, after the back of that, developed a really intense questionnaire, which went out in mid-March, which really helped us to understand, again, just validating that problem, but pushing forward what the actual operationalization of what the ecosystem could be. And then at the end of March, at the tail end of the engagement piece, we went and did some focus group sessions again with 60 plus stakeholders, which really allowed us to look at again what the system would look like in its true form once Omnia is in place, so we can funnel these innovations through Omnia, using that to really work as a region, which is really key for me, as a region, to help innovations move through to get to where they need to be to really help patient care and impact the NHS and social care. So you can see there's been a lot of work on in this area, not only from myself in with the ecosystem, but with Rachel and the rest of the HSN team in terms of the innovation pathway and development of Omnia. These are really big, huge pieces of work that are really going to shape as a region how we work with innovators. So I think for me, the next steps, and I think Rachel will be able to go on about and talk about her next steps in terms of Omnia, but for me, the next steps would be that we're really keen, now that we've done a huge amount of stakeholder engagement, to continue to engage with our key stakeholders in this region and develop a charter or a principles of working at how this ecosystem would work and how we can funnel effectively our innovators through the Omnia system, through the HSN, and work collaboratively as a region to push people along. It would be really good, and I think Rachel will be able to give us an understanding about timescales on this, to look at Omnia in its sort of MVP, sort of minimal viable product status, to what that would look like externally for the system itself. And they're two really big milestones for me, which hopefully will be coming out soon. And in terms of next steps for yourself, Rachel, where do you see yourself?
So we've got a prototype at the minute of the Omnia system, which the developers, Waymark, have presented to us as an internal stakeholder group. We've also, within those stakeholder meetings, we've also invited a couple of our external partners along. So we've made sure we've had trust representation and innovation pathway partner representation. So the first stage of development will be for internal HSN use, where we can feed innovations into a single triage meeting. And it means that everything that's coming through that meeting will be triaged fairly equitably and uniformly. So there'll be not just necessarily different teams picking up the work, as a full HSN team will review everything that comes in and gather the expertise and the knowledge across the organization to see where we think that best fits and if it meets a priority that we should be working on. And then what we'll do is we'll use the structure of the rest of the innovation pathway and Omnia to take that innovation down the development route. So what we've done is we've set up gateways. So at each of the different gateways, there'll be most likely a panel, probably is an MDT panel, where it's in development at the minute, but we think probably is from gateway three onwards, which is when a significant amount of either time, resource or funding has been put into a project. We will host an MDT panel to make a decision around awarding those funding or that resource or that time. We'll host an MDT panel where we'll bring together all of the expertise from the region in terms of pathway partners or, you know, clinical networks or specialty groups to make sure that we are given the right decision to what we do and don't fund or what we do and don't take forward. So we'll have representation at those gateways. Those, like I say, those gateways will be put in place to make sure all innovations are developed in a uniform way. And also not only that, but I think it gives the innovator feedback at lots of different points, whether that's positive or negative feedback. It'll be constructive feedback in order to, you know, there'll be actions. It won't just necessarily be a, you know, this is what we are going to do with you, this is why we're not going to take it forward. It'll be a why and what we, you know, what actions we think you need to do to be able to move on to the next stage. And I think that's really important for innovators. I think quite often, and I'm sure it came up quite a lot of times on those sessions that you led on, Jodie, was that they feel like they can put their innovation out there and sometimes it just goes into it disappears and there's no way of kind of tracking it and don't know who's got it at what time and who's doing what with it. And eventually what we'll do is we'll open up Omnia to an innovator portal, and that'll be phase two. So phase two, the innovator will be able to put their own innovation into the system and they'll be able to track progress themselves and they'll be able to see where it is at any given time, which I think is really going to be really invaluable to them. And they'll also have a point of contact at any point in that pathway. So if they do need any feedback, they've got that single point of contact who can gather that information for them and go back. So there will be a few different stages of development. We'll be making sure it's fit for purpose for the HSN. And we'll also be trialing out whether it's fit for purpose for a selection of our innovation partners and possibly a trust to make sure that, you know, we, when we do eventually open it up wider to provide wider access, it meets their purposes and their needs. And then also we'll be opening it up for innovators. So there's quite a few phases to go through, and it is a lot of, you know, we're designing a huge digital system that's going to have to feed the region from scratch. So we've got a prototype at the minute. The guys are going to go away and build section by section of that prototype with the hope of having something ready to go within the next 6 months, which is really exciting. So hopefully by late autumn time we'll have a product that we can use. And then what we need to do is we need to work with a company that's helping us develop this platform to look at that MVP. Because there's been a lot of interest already in this platform from a lot of different organizations as well. So in terms of the commercialization of that, that's really exciting.
I can't say enough for how much work has gone into this. I know that you and your team have been working extremely hard to get to design. We're designing an innovation to improve innovation, if that makes any sense. So it's absolutely huge, and I know you're developing and developing a system like that is no easy feat. So the system does is add in a more complex layer, because we need to then understand not only our own internal metrics and triggers, we need to understand the external metrics and triggers from all of our partners, which we're proposing to work with. And that is a huge piece of work. So,
but I'm really excited for it to merge with the ecosystem as well. Like, I think once it does merge formally with the ecosystem, you know, having all of those stakeholders and all of those processes, that's going to need to be put in place for the ecosystem and the priorities for that, and what you know, what you work on as part of that ecosystem. Having Omnia there, where that can hopefully be that digital platform, that digital vehicle to pull all that together, I'm hoping will make things a lot easier, and we'll be able to develop things a lot quicker, and the ecosystem can get up and started quicker as a result.
Absolutely. And that, and then in turn increases the pace at which products, ideas, concepts, innovations can get into where it needs to be within the NHS or social care. Absolutely. It's absolutely fantastic. So what I will do using these podcasts is just keep everybody updated as well. I am developing a newsletter as well, so hopefully I'll update any updates that Rachel and her team gives us to go through sort of a generic updates out to the ecosystem to just let people know where we're at in terms of developing Omnia and that space within the ecosystem as well. So I suppose, and I don't think I've got anything else to add to that, because I don't want to linger on too long, because we've talked quite a lot, so it's just nice to finish it there. And thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Innovation in Healthcare podcast, produced by the Academic Health Science Network for the North East and North Cumbria. If you'd like to find out more about us, you can visit our website at www.ahsn-nenc.org.uk. And if you're seeking advice and support for an innovation in healthcare, please do get in touch.